son. It's perfectly normal for the two of us to sleep in the same bed. You don't want me to get lonely while your father is out of town, right? That would be horrible. I know he told you to look after me, and that's just what you should do. I couldn't possibly sleep in that big old bed alone. Ah, you've still got that stubborn look on your face. Fine. I suppose I could always sleep in your bed with you, then. I guess that is a little more fair. Why would you want to leave your bed with all the comforts of your room? Though, it might be a bit cramped on that little bed of yours. But we'll manage. Maybe this experience, aside from bringing us much, much closer, will also convince your father that you need a bigger bed to sleep on, hmm? I know you've been wanting one of those for some time. Why is that, I wonder? Why should a young, strapping boy need a big, thick bed all to himself? You are of that special age where you're thinking of bringing someone home to keep you company. Right? A very special someone. No need to blush. We all have urges. I did at your age. I do even now. I'm sure you've heard how voracious your father and I can be. I won't deny these walls are thin in that regard. I've always, always wondered, do you carry the same passion and endowment in your blood as your father? Could it be genetic? Or could you possibly be even more feisty at your young age? I'll let you in on a little secret, and you mustn't tell your father. But sometimes, even he can't keep up with my sexual appetite. I'm left unsatisfied so many nights. Funny how often those nights coincide with the times where we run into each other, wandering the halls, two lonely, restless souls in the night, when I'm only in my sheer nightgown, and you without a shirt. You're just as handsome and fit as your father, but with that charming touch of youth I so adore. That's not to say you don't have your own charm. You're no copy of my dear husband. But when we do meet in the night, you in a simple pair of boxers, me still flush from lovemaking, I see your manhood grow stiff at the sight of me. Even now, I know why you shift your legs about. You're hard as a rock and desperate as I am.
Snowball, what are you watching again? I don't know how you keep turning on the television when I myself can't even figure out this dang fancy remote. So many buttons, I'm losing my mind every time I look at it, and yet you, my precious cat, not only manage to turn it on, but drift away from my wonderful soaps over to the godforsaken porn channels. I'll kill Chester for buying 3 years' worth of subscriptions to those disgusting things. What did I do to deserve such garbage grandchildren? I'll never know. Do you know, Snowball? I'm a good mother. Always was. I did my best, even with such terrible husband, God rest his soul. Oh, Marty, your genetics were as bad as your bedroom performance. I can tell you that much. I can tell you that much. I mean, I could tell you more, but Snowball, your cute little ears would fall off from the shame of it. And then who would want you? A cat with no ears? I'm kidding. Baby Mama would still love you even if you were hairless, earless, and toothless, which is probably how I'm going to die now that I'm thinking about it. Oh, Lord, have mercy once those terrible kids of mine drop me in an old folks' home, have me committed against my will, the bastards, I'm sure I'll waste away into hideousness. Only if they let me bring you, Snowball, will I survive that hellhole of cream corn and sour peas. My precious kitty, you'll be my only companion and keep me company. You'll never abandon me. Let Mommy give you a nice big smooch. You stay still and don't you scratch Mommy again, or no more fancy fees for 2 whole days. Kissy, 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 kitty witty, here comes Mommy. Ugh, why are you soaking wet? My whole face, wet now, why? Did you get into my flowers again? Snowball, you know you can't go knocking vases over. Those flowers are my one shred of life in this cold, dank house. Cold, dank house where I've been left to rot by all those who said they loved me. My flowers, Snowball, they're my second best treasure aside from you. So I suppose I forgive you this time, unless... Oh, Snowball, why does your breath smell like fish, huh? You didn't get into mischief with Mr. Tickles again. Listen, I know he's a fish, and you're a cat, but I've told you to leave him alone. If I have to buy the neighbors another goddamn fish, I'm going to take you to the dog park and leave you to the greyhounds to practice chasing. You might be fast and underfoot, but you'll never outrun Gandalf the Grey. His racing days may be behind him, but he'll still get you in between those 4 remaining teeth of his, and then you'll be finished. You don't want that, so you leave that fish alone. Besides, it's creepy that they just keep replacing that fish with identical ones and calling them all Mr. Tickles. How many have there been? 4? 5 now? What kid can't tell their own goldfish apart? The last one was even black. I wonder what yarn her parents spin to cover that one up, eh? I would never lie to my children like that. Never. Oh, that reminds me. I've got to call those ungrateful children of mine and remind them that your birthday party is next week and that they better show up for the party. My dear old woman, with only her old cat to keep her company, only a feline, so they could at least show up to your birthday party. Now, don't look at me like that, Snowball. I know your birthday isn't for another 3 months, but listen. They think I'm senile anyway. And what's a little fib if it breathes some life into this hellhole of an apartment? Hellhole. Besides, they'll bring some of those cupcakes from Stainer's, those nice ones they know I like. As they should, because their poor mother can't be expected to stand in line all morning just for a dozen, even though I practically raised that boy Stainer after his father, the rat, ran off with that tardy florist. I brought him and his poor mother my best cauliflower casserole. My best. That casserole could raise Jesus before Easter, and you know it, Snowball. Maybe he doesn't show me my proper dues because his mother was always envious of my casserole. She always was a bit green about my superior baking skills. What is this? Yawning in my face? What, am I boring you? Me, your own dear adopted mother, you find boring. All right, then. All right. It is about bedtime, and with all the porn you've apparently been watching while I've been slaving away over these quilts for orphans, Patty is asking for pro bono, I might add, out of the goodness of my heart, slaving away in this terrible heat. Lord knows how I'm going to sleep with the air conditioner broken again, and Mr. Pablione probably drunk off his Italian ass, the louse. He's an old lady murderer, the man. Must be the way he leaves me to die of dehydration in this terrible heat. But I never complain. I'd never. I know when to keep my opinions to myself. If I die, I die. At least you'll be with me, Snowball. Be more like your namesake, won't you? Keep me cool in the bed instead of making me sweat more than a pig in a parka in Peru, you fluff butt. You shed like the devil, but I still took you in. Little did I know, I grabbed the only porn addict cat in the lot. Lucky me. My luck. That's my luck. I'm gonna pick you up now and let's go to bed. Don't you scratch mommy again or I'll drop you out the window. Up you go. Oh, God. I forgot you were wet. Oh, disgusting. I'm gonna die in a bed with a wet pussy. Lord, take me now. I'm done.